Okay, gentlemen, I'm going to start like this. We said we're going to start a little bit of gutter tonight, and I just was sitting and learning with my brother-in-law. We're learning the following. It says in the pasuk, "Vayamahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo yechad." One day, mitzvah is going to be what? "Vayamahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo yechad." One day, his name is going to be what? It's going to be yeh. We're going to take the cave up, okay? He's going to turn into what? Into the name yeh. The lashon of osid, lashon of future. That's what the pasuk means. That's one way to attach the pasuk. In the beginning of the Agada, we have 15 simonim. That was one. Shulchan Aruch, Tzafun, Borei, Chalal, Mirza. Good, you almost caught me. That's 15. There are 15 different simonim in the beginning of the Agada. There are also 15 of the what? Of the Kama, Mala, Istayibis, the Mokam, Alenu, Idu, Idu, Itzion. Yeah, we don't have to sing the song, man, right? So all those Kama, Mala, Istayibis, there are 15 of them. In the beginning of the Agada, there are 15. And the end of the Agada, there are 15, meaning in the Magid. So there are 15 Simonim and 15 Mala, Istayibis. Those that are connected what? The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yud and a Hey together is 15. And at the end of the day, Hashem's name is not going to just be Yud and a Hey. It's going to be a Yiyah, which is double time. So that's why it says that what? It's very interesting. The pasuk says, hey, that we say in davening, for those that daven is so sorry, Hein go'alti eschem achris kireshis. The beginning of Hashem's name is Yud-Hei, right? The end of Hashem's name is Vav, and then another Hei. So the end of the name, the achris, will be like the rishis. The Vav-Hei will turn into a Yud-Hei. So we see that what? There's a musig in the Agada that what? That one day, we were talking about last night, the shir last night was all about the fact that what? That there's an inyan of geula. And that the inyan of the geula is that we're, Emir Tashem, going to see that the Leil HaSeder is not just about the geula that we're talking about leaving Mitzrayim. Kol echad ve'echad in his own shver bitter matzav. And we also said kodesh shel aliyo and everything else that's included with the kodesh shel aliyo. All the different musagim of geula, the inyan of Mashiach tzekeinu b'mehera b'yameinu is also nichlal into that Agada. So therefore, the yud hey in the beginning of the Agada, the 15 of the starim of the seder advarim of kadosh urchatz, and then the 15 of the kama malas tevis lemakam aleinu, all those together are 30, which are the yud, the which is the gematria of the word yiyah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is what is mamash nichlal into the what will be eventually, because the inyan of the geula is eventually here also. That's tonight's akdama to start off for what we were finishing with last time. The Be'etzim, the Inyan Agada, starts off with the Musaq of what? Of Geula Asida, not just the Geula of Geulas Mitzrayim. Okay. We'll start a little bit like this. In the Simonim, we say Kadesh Urchatz. Now, very interesting that there's a Vav there by the Kadesh Urchatz. Wow, I think we have a chosh of a guest joining. Besides my good friend Suli, we have also Sammy Weingarten, Ritz Hashem. Sammy, Shalom Aleichem. So the Maisa we have like this. We have Kadesh Urchatz. When we speak out the Kadesh Urchatz, we speak out all the Simonim, we also add the Vav. Why are we adding a Vav? Kadesh, why Urchatz? Kadesh, Rochza, right? Or say Rochatz. What's Kadesh Urchatz? Karpas. It doesn't say Ukarpas. It doesn't say Uyachatz. Umagi. Well, what's the Vav by Kadesh Urchatz? Why Urchatz? That's the first R. Also, Lamaisi, you would never have this ha'ara unless what? Unless you sang together all the what's it called? All the simanim together, because then you wouldn't have a vav, it wouldn't be connected. There's kaddish, and then there's, now you wash your hands. That's rochza, it's another rochza, just like the rochza later on. So the urchatz is from the fact that it's what? Simanim, connecting them together. So kaddish goes together with urchatz. Now, if we think about it for a second, we have a pasuk in the Torah says like this, sur mera v'asei teiv. Chazal say that what? First, the person is supposed to get rid of his what? First, the person is supposed to get rid of the ra. Does it work on what? Lessening of eras. And then he can do asay teiv. Over here, we see what? We see pumfaker. See something very interesting. It's pumfaker. Why is it pumfaker? It says kaddish. First is a kedusha, and then there's a urchatz. Then there's a washing, getting rid of what? Getting rid of the tumah. Why is it faker? So it's a very, very, you say this thing, a musag of Pesach, that's very different than all the other holidays and really basically different than everything else. We spoke about in the previous year that we were discussing the Inyan of Chiddush, that the Inyan of Yitzias Mitzrayim brings in a Chiddush. HaChiddush Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow is what? Is Erev Rosh Chodesh, the Rosh is fasting, the Rosh is davening. Tefillas Yom Kippur Katan. There's a lot of things going on. Kabbalah Solma Chashamayim. A lot of things going on in Kalashot Mar. Mitzvah Shem. Shabbat Teka Chiddush. V'Nai Yizman. Nai Tkufa. And new Ischachus and life for everybody. But the Ma'aseh was saying that there's a matzav of Chiddush. Things are changing. So over here also by Kaddish Urchatz, I think that you say there's also the Inyan of change. Why is it the Inyan of change? It's like the beginning. It's a Leida. Klaiso is starting anew. A new year, we're starting anew. Let's even look at a Leida for a second. You have a child that's concepted, yeah? You have a child that's right now needs 9 months in utero. Needs 9 months. What is he doing there for 9 months? What do you mean? He's living it up. 9 months, he has the malach, the best chavusa ever. Nobody's bothering him. He has all the nutrients that he needs. Parnasa ad in shir. And no one knows whether he's wearing a Ferragamo belt or not. I don't think that belt is called Ferragamo, but anyways, Lamaise's got a long belt there. And what else does the guy need? He doesn't need shoes. Over there, they don't wear shoes. The kids, the guy has got everything that he needs from A to Z, and he's got a malach. The malach teaches him kol tarakula. After the malach teaches him kol tarakula, the malach gives him azal. And then Lamaise, what happens? It's all done. And that's how we have this little thing over here. What's takap shan? The malach just taught him kol tarakula, and now the malach's taking away kol tarakula. Like, either teach it to me or don't teach it to me. Or what? Or like the cut to the chase. What's that kind of word? So Alice Farm, everybody talks about this. The only way for us to have any shaykhs to Torah, Torah is a mamish adin shir, zirchavim in yam. It's not shaykh, it's dvar Hashem. How are we, chaymer, gashmi, is supposed to understand the Torah? It's taka not shaykh. How are we supposed to finish a gansa seder moye? Was taka shaykh for a yid, the regular person, to finish a gansa seder tomorrow? No. Elo, how does it happen? It happens from the fact that the malach taught you everything. And therefore, the Maisa, everything is within our capabilities. All six of them are in our capabilities. We can tackle up in the Shas, we can finish whatever we want, we can learn Kalat Arkula. Why? Because it's Be'etzim in our what? It's Be'etzim in our psyche. It's in our what? It's in the backbone of our back. It's in the behind and the back of our brains. It's all there. The Shailiz is bring it to the forefront. The Goin says that what? That every single person doesn't learn Kalat Arkula, but he learns whatever he's going to learn. Meaning, whatever Shaykh you learn in your lifetime, the Malach gave it to you. So we see that there's a musag of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing it like that. Why does he do it like that? Because certain things are unattainable. Certain things are just not shaykh. How is it shaykh for us to have the amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How is it shaykh for us to have this musag of what? Of gaining from the ganze sipur v'tzitzis, right? It's only a sipur. How are we supposed to get amunah from it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'etzim, what does he do? Pesach starts with the kaddish. The musag of us becoming an ish kaddish, it's no longer a sur meira, v'asitev. First, it comes with what's called the Bechina of Shabbos, which we'll discuss in a second. It becomes Bechina of Kedusha. First, an Inyan Kedusha. First, Asay Tov. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaps us with Kedusha. And only afterwards do we do the Urchatz. Do we get rid of everything else? That's the Musag that we're seeing over here. That's the Musag that we're seeing over here by what's called by the Inyan of Kaddish. First Kaddish, and then Urchatz. Let's think even further for a second. Pesach, it says that when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, what does a person have to do? We have to count. Sheva Shabbos Tzimimus Tiena. When do we count? We start counting from what? From Shabbos. From Motzei Shabbos. So why does the pasuk say we count from Motzei Shabbos? It's not Motzei Shabbos. It's Motzei Pesach. That's why there's a whole machlekes between the what? Between the Karaites and us, whether or not it's Taka Sunday or it's Taka from the second day of Pesach. So why does the Taka say Shabbos? Because the Indian of Shabbos is that Shabbos comes every seventh day, whether you like it or you don't like it. If you're in the middle of the Midbar and you don't even know when Shabbos is, you count till seven, seven becomes Shabbos. Seven is Shabbos. You don't have to bring it in. It's automatic. It's nothing to do with what we do. It's a present. It's a matana min hashamayim. Here too, Pesach, mimachras haShabbos, that we're counting Sfira from that Motzei Pesach. Motzei Pesach is called Motzei Shabbos. You know why? Because every other holiday is all based on what? Based on how we bring in the holiday. Based on the fact that what? That we're Kovei the Chadash. Like the Gemara says, Lakel Gemara Lai, we're the ones who shell back the Chadashim. We're the ones who make the Yom Tevye. But by Pesach, Pesach is not like that. Pesach is called the Surusa de la'ilah, because Baruch Hu gives us the Shefa from the Mala. Pesach is called the Inyan of Kedusha. First is the Kedusha, and then is the Sur Meira. That's why what's Sefiras HaOmer all about? Sefiras HaOmer preparing us for Shavuos. Right? They say that what? The Ramban says that Pesach is in the beginning, Shavuos is at the end, in the middle is like what? It's like Chalamayit. These days are what? Are the days to prepare. Meaning, first you get Pesach, you get zapped with the Inyan of Kedusha, an ability to what, to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have a moon on Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be ready for the Aseres HaDibros of Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Afterwards comes Urchatz, which means our Avodah. Afterwards comes the Sefiras HaOmer, which is our Avodah. We all look at throughout Sefiras HaOmer, all the different spheres and all the different midos we're working on every day. We're trying to work on the different midas. There, Arba Vishmeina Kinyanei Atera. We're working on these midas. We just got Kol HaTorah Kula. Yes. First you get Kol HaTorah Kula, and then you work on it. So the Inyan of Pesach is really what? It's the Musik of Shabbos. The Musik of getting everything in one shot. And then there's the Urchatz. So I saw this is Mamash really nice. I saw first it's Kaddish, and then there's the Vav of the Vav Yomim of Chol. And in the Vav Yomim of Chol, you work on the Urchatz. So Pesach is the Inyan of Kedusha, which is the beginning. The Vav is now the Chol, is the Yimei Chol, that after you get the Kedusha, in the Yimei Chol, you can work on building and getting that Inyan of Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect you to do anything that's not within your power. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to work on gaining Torah, which you see by Leda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you first Kol HaTorah Kula and then go work on it. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to work on the Inyan of Emunah by Pesach, first he gives you a zap of Kedusha and then he says, okay, now go work on it with the Urchatz. It always comes with what? With a prelude of a what? Of a package of HaKadosh Baruch Hu packaging us with everything that we should possibly do. That's the Musag of what? Of Kaddish Urchatz. Also very interesting, the Kaddish Urchatz in Gematria is Taka Shabbos. In Shlomaisa, you see that what? That the Inyan of Kaddish Urchatz is this Inyan, Kaddish and Rochatz together is the Musag of what? Is the same Gematria of Shabbos. Because the Maisa, that's the Bechina of Shabbos. Shabbos comes, and then afterwards you have to what? You have to take that Shabbos and work further during the week. You have to take from the Shabbos and bring it into your Vach. That's the Musag of what? That's the Musag of Kaddish and Rochatz. One more thing that I saw in terms of what? In terms of Urchatz, we say by laning, by when we bring out the Sefer Torah, by Brich Shemei, we say what? We say, Bei Anarochitz. Bei Anarochitz means we should bring our belief in you. Bitachon we should have in you. So the lashon of what? Of Bitachon is Rochitz. So first is the Inyan of Kedusha. And once there's the Inyan of Kedusha, we have the ability to have Bitachon and Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Fine. That's the Ein Nekudu. One more Nekuda. Hashta Ocha Lashana Abba B'nei Chayrin. We keep mentioning that what? We keep mentioning that the Inyan of Agada is really not only Yitzia of this Mitzrayim, but it's Yitzia of what? Of Mitzrayim forever. It's Yitzia of every Mitzrayim, for every Mitzar, from every place that a person can be. And it's a Mitzar of the Yam. We mentioned by what? We mentioned by the Inyan of Chodesh Adar, that Haman wanted to hang Mordechai in a tree of 50 Amis, which is also the Inyan of Yam. So what? That's the name of Mordechai, Derech Yam. That's 50. So here too, by what? By what's it called? By the Inyan of the Shana Abba B'nei Chayrin. Also, we have the Inyan of us coming to what? To coming to see that there's a new Inyan of Geula. The Geula continues on by. Okay, moving right along. So that's the Inyan of the Bitochen. Okay, now I want to mention the Inyan of Karpas. Karpas, very interesting. We're taking what? We're taking this vegetable, and we're dipping it in salt water. We say by the Ma'an Shana that there's twice in this Seder that we're going to end up doing what's called, even though we don't even get there yet, but that's one of the reasons that we're making the kids cast, yeah? So the Ma'an Shana, we're coming to the Indian of what? Of dipping. We dip twice. What's this Musug of dipping twice? What was dipping twice? What does this have to do with us? What is the Indian of Karpas? Why is it called Karpas? So the name Karpas, let's first start with this. The name Karpas could really be what? Be broken down. How could it be broken down? Karpas could be Samach, Perach. Samach could be what? 60. 60 perach means the 60 of hard work, right? But etzem there are 63 mesechtas, but really obus is by itself, and baba kama, baba basa, and baba metziah can really look at one. So therefore, there's really what? There's really 60 mesechtas. So really, if you look at the 60 mesechtas, obus is really just that. Dama to the ganze shas, because a person needs to have need the status. So b'kitzur, there are 60 mesechtas. 60 is the samach, and then perach, the hard work. We all know that the famous Midrash says that what? That if a person wants to what? The person wants to be to not have Shibin Machias, says the Mishnah Novus. If a person wants to get away from Shibin Machias, what does he have to do? He's makabel on himself Ol Torah. If a person has Ol Torah, he won't have Shibin Machias. So what's Karpas? Karpas is if you take upon yourself the Samach, what's it called? The Samach Mesechtas, and that's your Perach, that's your hard work. If you're going to use your hard work to learn in Torah, you're not going to have Shibin Machias. You're not going to have any problems. And listen to this. That's why Karpas, the bracha on the Karpas, patters the maror. Maror is what? Is bitter herbs, bitter times. If you'll do karpas, if you'll learn Torah, if you'll accept samach mesechtas, and you'll accept the Inyan of what? Of the samach, and that will be where your hard work is. If you accept that as your hard work, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you don't have to what? There's no shibud malchus, you don't have to have the maror. Interessant, Lamaisa, this is the famous Medrash that I always like to talk about. The Medrash says that what? The Pasuk says that Klai Yisrael were what? We're stuck with Chimer, Uvilvenim, Uvachol Avoida Basodeh. So the Gemara says, the Medrash says, what's Chimer? Chimer is Kal V'Chimer. What's Levenim? That's Liban Alacha. And what's Kol Avoida Basodeh? All the different what? All the different Zereshavas and all the different we needed. The Maisa, the Medrash itself says that Levi was not part of the Shibut. If Levi wasn't part of the Shibut, says asks Rabban, I think Rabban and Kala asks the Shaila. If Levi wasn't part of the Shibut, say so how were they zeichet to Teirat? The Gemara says that what all those that went through the Shibut were zeichet to Teirat. So Levi didn't have a Shibut. Levi was free from the Shibut. So Rabban brings this Medrash. This Medrash explains like this. There are two types of Shibudim. A person can have either a Shibut of Avoida. Avoidas Perach, to work hard. A person can have the Avoidas Perach of Terah. Levi, what were they doing? They were Isaac and Terah in Mitzrayim. So it doesn't matter. One who could be Isaac in Malacha of Avoidas Perach, of Mamish backbreaking labor, he'll be Zeichet to the Terah. That's what the Gemara says. Only those that were what? That were in slavery were Zeichet to Terah. Also, when it comes to what? Avoidas Perach of what? Of Terah. A person who does the Samech of Mesephis, he's also Zeichet. So that's the Chari Rabbanan's Vor when it comes to what? When it comes to the Indian of what? The Indian of Mitzis Mitzrayim. If a person wants to be zeichet to be potter from maror, he could either learn. If a person wants to be zeichet to what the Indian of Torah, he could either learn or do the avodah. It's our choice. So that's the one Indian of kairos. That's one thing I always like to say over. But this year I want to say over something a little bit different. The maisis is also something that's very dear to me. My cousin of mine, actually my wife's cousin, but a cousin of mine, the Chanan Septimus, put out a haggadah from Matis Yo Solomon. It's kedai to see. It's one of the last shikles, one of the last ma'amorim over there. Where Matisyahu puts out a very, very interesting Nekuda. He says like this, he says that like we've been saying till now, that the Indian of Gula of the Haggadah is not just the Gula of Mitzrayim, rather it's a Gula of Lasid Lovoy, Allah Gulas, Mashiach Tukinu, Meir, Allah Gulas. So if it's all about all the Gulas, then how come there's no Remez in the Haggadah? So first of all, we've already discussed that there are Remozim, right? Yohanavi, what do we say? Lashon HaRabba B'nei Chayrin. We say, well, the Shana of Yishalayim, we are constantly being Meramis. So there is an episode, a little bit of Remis. So Rabbi Matisya over there wants to say that he has what? He has more of a Remis. He wants to bring the Maisa Hashem. There's a God called Maisa Hashem. And a God called Maisa Hashem, over there, he brings down the Nakuda that these two dippings are exactly the Inyan of Geula and the Inyan of what? Of the Golos. Let's start with the first dipping. The first dipping is we take what? We take Karpas and we dip it in. Now, what's this Karpas? What's this dipping in? So it's very interesting because I'll even bring it to you like this. I'll ask the kash like this. Rabban Tzio brings the Shem Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan asks that throughout history, there's been this mishigas called blood libels, which means that what? That the Yidden kill Goyim, they take the blood and they use it for their matzahs. Now, number one, the Yidden killing Goyim, first of all, mechitesi, why punk that? And Vaita, we take the blood and we use it punk in Pesach. Maybe we should use it for the red candles that some of the kids light, Hanukkah candles. Maybe those are, that's the blood of the Goyim. Why punk Pesach did it get this war, this Musa of Alidas down? And Rabbi Chanan, in very short words, says, you know why there's this blood libel on Klal Yisrael? Because there's something called Vayitbalu Esakteinis Badam. The Pasuk says that what? That the brothers took Yosef Asadik's tainis, they shtuked it into the blood, and they brought it back to their father, and they said, "Nu chaya roa chalos." Look what happened. Our brother Yosef was eaten up. He was eaten, he's bloody, he's gone. So Rabbi Chanan wants to say that what? That the musag of what? Of this Alilas Dam comes from what? Mita Kenegin Mita. Klai Yisrael were spilling blood for nothing. That's what they were doing with Yosef. That's the Avera of Dam. And therefore Klai Yisrael get back. Bo b'mita the inyan of Dam, the inyan of the blood libels. So says Rabbi Matisyahu that he says the same to Ma'ase Hashem, and even further, even earlier, either earlier in Makaris, that this is the musag of what? Of why Klai Yisrael end up in Golos. Why do we end up in Golos? Because of Sinas Chinam. I don't need to even continue now. The reason why we're sitting without a base of Mikdash is because the second base of Mikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. He brings over there that what? That the Chafetz Chaim said if it would be a matter of money, we'd be able to build the base of Mikdash in a matter of seconds. It wouldn't take that much. You put a GoFundMe page, it would be over. No problem. We'd make a base of Mikdash. It's not about money. It's about the fact that what? That we have a problem with Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam destroyed the second base of Mikdash, and until we're second that, it's not going to happen. So the Indian of Vayit Pulus Adam, Vayit Pulus Akhtanis Badam is the Indian of what? Is the Indian of the first dipping in the beginning of the Haggadah. In the beginning of the Haggadah by Karpas, right before we start to see Rebbe Tzvi's Mitzrayim, that we are saying that we are right now, Chayav Adam Laharos Azat Makiru Eved in Mitzrayim, that we are right now an Eved in Mitzrayim. That Eved of Mitzrayim, that Shibud, that Golos, is because of the fact that we've dipped. How does it come out? So at the end, what do we do? we take agudas ezer. If it says in the pasuk that word, lekachem lechem agudas ezer, v'tabaltem badam asher basaf, you dip it in. And what's agudas ezer? Aguda means v'yu kulam aguda achas. That's when Klai Yisrael come together. So the musag of what? The musag in the beginning of the agada of the one dipping is the musag of what? Of the galus. And the dipping at the end is the musag of the gula. That's exactly what's happening over here. Now, Lamaisa, why is it called karpas? So it's interesting. In the Megillah, we had this lashon. Chur, karpas, utcheles. Those were different types of begadim. It was the beged of Yesek. There was a chosh of a beged. That's why it's called karpas over here, because the beged was dipped. You see that what? This musag of what? Of dipping the beged into the dam is the exact dipping of why we dip in the beginning of the Agadah. That dipping in the beginning of the Agadah is the musag of what? Is musag of Yesek. And the dipping at the end of the Agadah is the geula of that Agudas Ezer, for bringing it all together. And that's the Chur Karpas of Tchelis. It's very interesting because Lamaisa, we've mentioned this pasuk just, we mentioned this just earlier. We were talking about the inyan of what? Ki ata solchan Yisrael u'machal on l'shivte Yishurin. Remember, we were talking about the inyan of Ravtson. We were talking about the inyan of Chodesh Nisan. Nisan ends with the letter Nun. Nun is what? Nun is all about the things are constant. Ravtson is an animal that keeps falling. Kabtson, right? We said that's what we said. So he said, Solchan and Machalan were two lishanis that we use what in davening? By what? By Yom Noroim, that there's a slicha and a machila, and it's a constant slicha and machila. What's a slicha and machila for? So it's interesting. The lashon is Umachalan Lishivte Yeshurun. It's the only time that we speak about the union of Shivte Yeshurun, the Shvatim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you need a Machalan of Shivte Yeshurun? Because the Maestri, you see right here, Klai Yisrael is battered by this what? By this one Avera that they did. This one Avera that Klai Yisrael sells Yosef HaTzadik away, that Avera is what? Is that what sends Klai Yisrael into Golos? That's why what? That's why when we come into the Inyan of Golos, the first night, the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we're showing ourselves that we're in Golos, that's the dipping into the what's it called? Dipping into the salt water. This is the Meshech Chachmas Diuk of Machlan the Shifte Yeshurun. The first place that we ever discussed this, the only place we ever discussed. The Avera of Shifte Yeshurun, the fact that all the brothers took Yosef HaTzadik's tainus, dipped it into the blood, and that's the Inyan of what? Of Shifte Yeshurun. That's the Inyan of what? Of that Mechila that Shifte Yeshurun need. Because what did Shifte Yeshurun do? They ended up going into Golos because they lacked the Avas Chinam, the Sinas Chinam that they had towards their brothers. That's what? That's the Inyan of the Dama Shevasaf. And now, where does this come to Pesach? What does Pesach have to do with the Gula, Sida? What does it have to do with what? What does it have to do? We were saying before that Lamaisa, we see that the dipping of the tainus and the dipping of the salt water all have an Indian abode of gula asida. So I remember when I was a kid, they were very machped at the table always to have eggs on Pesach. You have eggs at the seder, and you dip the salt water in the eggs. And I was always wondering throughout the years, Abu Shtetas, where is it? Where is it brought? So some say it's connected to a chagiga. Some say different shotim. Abu Lamaisa doesn't say anything in that, but where does it come from? And maybe it's Hungarian, what's it called? Hungarian thing. But Lamaisa goes like this. Lamaisa, we know that what? That every Leil Pesach also turns into what? Turns into Leil Tisha B'Av. This year, Pesach Mitzvah Shem is going to be what? Going to be on Wednesday night. And the Mitzvah Shem this year will not be Tisha B'Av on Wednesday night. This year, Mitzvah Shem on Wednesday night, come in the middle of the summer, we'll be celebrating the Inyan that what? That we're past this, that we have the Avas Chinam. Now, Klai Yisrael is in a big rut, and Klai Yisrael is all what? Trying together to put together for everybody else. Kimcha de Pischa in the middle of what? In the middle of a rut. And Lamaisa, yeah, they're doing it anyway. Why? Because that's the Inyan that Klai Yisrael is. So here you see the what? The Inyan of Pesach is the Inyan of what? Is the Inyan of Golos. That's the Inyan of dipping into the salt water in the beginning by the Karpas. Karpas is the beged of Yosef. That's what we said. Chur Karpas is the famous. So you see the musag of what? Of dipping, that's the Inyan of Golos. And we see that at the end, it's the Inyan of coming out. Why is this mentioned on this night? Because this night is the night that what? This night is corresponds to either you make it or you break it. If you make it, meaning if you makayim the mitzvah, what we have to do, the vart of what? Of getting out of the sinas chinam and getting to the avas chinam, then you won't have a Tisha B'Av coming up. So if we can, the mitzvah Hashem, get out of this Inyan, we won't have a Tisha B'Av. It's the same day though. Because if you're going to miss this Pesach, the Pesach is not going to maturate the way that it's supposed to happen, we're going to end up with Rachman Atzlan Atishu. So Mitzvah Shem, we should be zeichet, that we should have this musag of what? Of the Karpas should not be just be the Samach of Perach, of Torah, of learning Torah and getting out of the Shibud, rather it should also be the Inyan of what? Of Torah and Klal Yisrael, because Kuchurichu Barais of Yisrael is Chanhu, there should all be one musag of Torah in the Karpas and the musag of Yisrael in the Karpas, of the Inyan of Shishim Riboy that were what? That were doing that with this Parach and Mitzrayim. All that together should come together to have the Havas Chinam that we should be Zeicha, that what? That this Tisha B'Av should not be a Tisha B'Av. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Thank you very much for joining.